Hello, welcome to 21st Century Moses Podcast. My name is Sammy Zhu, your host.
The book of John has been emphasizing on the importance of belief. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." So for salvation, faith is required. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "You are saved by grace through faith." So it is ultimately by grace, but God uses faith as an instrument for us to believe, for us to be saved. So faith is important. Now the question is this: what hinders our faith? Now if we know the hindrance to the faith, then we can avoid it. So let's find out what hinders our faith. Let's look at John chapter 5 verses 24, 43 through 44 together. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. I have come into my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you would receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God?" So there are two points I want to make. These are the hindrances to the faith. First one is seeking glory from one another. Second one is not seeking the glory of God. Let's go back to verse 24. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word." So Jesus emphasized here, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word." So first, hears his word. And second, believes him. So hearing the word of God is not enough. You need to believe in Jesus. Sometimes we think this way: I've been going to church for 25 years. I've been hearing all the Bible stories. I've been studying the Bible so many times. So that's good. But we have to be careful. Just because you've been hearing this Bible story so many times doesn't mean that you believe in Jesus, because it is also possible that there are people who are hearing the word only as an information, but they have not truly put their faith in Christ Jesus, because there's no the fruit bearing in their life and as an evidence of their faith. So hear and believe. Romans chapter 10 verse 14, it says, "How can we believe if we do not hear?" So hearing is the first step, but we should not stop there. We need to believe in Christ Jesus. That is the requirement for the salvation, because it says in this verse, "He who hears and believes him who sent me has eternal life." Has eternal life. So this is exactly the same with John 3:16, "and does not come into judgment," meaning no judgment, right? So, because why? It has passed out of death to life. So this is the significant status change. If you hear the word of God, if you believe in him who sent Jesus Christ, then you have eternal life, you have no judgment, because you have passed from death to life. Amazing, amazing blessing. But also, there are people who do not receive this blessing. Why? Because they simply do not believe in Jesus Christ. The question is why they don't believe in Jesus. So that's something that we want to focus on. Verse 43, 44, talks about the reason. It says, "I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him." What does this really mean? Verse 44 says, "How can you believe?" So this is sarcastic, this is the rhetorical question. When you receive glory from one another. So in other words, if you receive glory from one another, you cannot believe in me. You cannot believe in Jesus Christ if you seek glory from one another. So let me give you some context of this chapter to understand this. In the chapter 5, we see another miracle that there was a crippled man for 38 years, but he was in the Bethesda. In the Greek word, the meaning of the Bethesda is the house of grace. But the angels came down to the pool sometimes, and then the angels stirred the water, and whoever gets into water got healed. But because he was crippled for 38 years, whenever he wanted to go into the water for the first time, then somebody gets in there. So this man never got healing. So instead of being the house of grace, the house became a house of competition. However, the true grace came, that there's no need of competition. The true grace grace came through Jesus Christ, because Jesus came and met this man, and Jesus said, "Do you want to get healed?" And this man was healed right away because Jesus said, "Rise and take up your mat and walk." And that's what happened. But the problem is this: there is no record of this chapter that this man believed in Jesus Christ, or this man repented of his sin. Instead, he reported Jesus to the religious leaders, because at first this man did not know who the man who healed him, but the religious leaders were kind of interrogating this man. And then later he found out that there was Jesus, because Jesus said, "Do not sin anymore so that worse thing would happen to you." In other words, this man's sickness was because of his sin. So we don't know what exactly the motivation of this man reporting Jesus to the religious man. Probably this man was offended by what Jesus is saying. We don't know. But instead of repenting, we can see that he reported Jesus to the religious leaders. Now, these religious leaders began to interrogate Jesus, because Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath day. And then first, because of that, this religious leaders got really angry. And also in verse 17, when Jesus is saying the Son of God, this people began to accuse Jesus, because Jesus was equalizing himself as with God the Father. But Jesus truly knew what was inside of these people, that these people were seeking glory from one another. Instead of seeking the glory of God, they were only centered on themselves, and then they wanted to be respected by people. Probably this crippled man, he might have the same similar mindset. Instead of seeking Jesus, instead of repenting of his sin, probably he wanted to keep the relationship with the religious leaders so that he could still maintain the status with the synagogue or the religious community and whatnot, which is very different from John chapter 9, because we see another miracle that Jesus healed the blind man on the Sabbath day. But this blind man eventually believed in Christ Jesus, as we saw the Samaritan woman and the royal officials in John chapter 4. After the miracle of healing of his son, dying son, this man and a whole household believed in Christ Jesus. Again, the purpose of Book of John is for people to believe in Christ Jesus, either through miracles or just surely the Word of God. However, this man did not believe in Christ Jesus. So probably he was seeking his own glory from this religious leaders. So when you seek the glory of God, glory of one another, then you cannot really put your faith in Christ Jesus, because you are only concerned about your own glory. Now, the second reason why these people could not believe in Jesus is because they were not seeking the glory of God. So let's go back to today's passage again. It says, "You do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God." In other words, when you do not seek the glory of God, then you cannot believe in Jesus Christ. Now, this is just a natural result of seeking glory from one another. When you seek glory from one another, not from God, then you are not seeking God's glory. So, in other words, these religious people were seeking their own glories from one another. And it's ironically, they were respected by people. And then probably other people thought these religious leaders, like the Pharisees, were seeking the glory of God. But in fact, inside of their heart, they're not interested in the glory of God. They were not interested in what God said. They were interested about their own things. Because in this chapter, we see that lots of several testimonies about Christ Jesus. First of all, John the Baptist testified about Jesus in John chapter 1, verse 29 and verse 34, says Jesus is the Lamb of God and Jesus is the Son of God. And also the work of God testifies about Jesus Christ too. In verse 35, is John the Baptist, verse 36, it is about the work of Jesus. The miracles testify about Christ Jesus too. And verse 37 and 8, it talks about God the Father also testify Jesus Christ, because of Matthew 3:16-17, when Jesus was baptized, you know, God the Father, God the Spirit, both of them were testifying in Jesus on the right, on the scene, like the Holy Trinity was testifying about Jesus Christ. Then verse 39, it talks about the Bible itself is testifying who Jesus is, because these religious leaders were reading the scripture to find the eternal life, but Jesus is saying, you know, you are seeking the eternal life in the scripture, the whole scripture is talking about me. Luke chapter 24 verse 27 also says, you know, to the disciples who are on the way to Emmaus, are you searching the Bible? You know, Moses and the prophet, which in other words, the Old Testament, all of them are talking about me. All of them are talking about Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the center of the whole Bible. Jesus is the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God for those who believe in Christ Jesus. And again, John chapter 1 verse 14, the Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. We saw the glory, and full of grace and truth, full of glory, so that these people who believe in Christ Jesus, they saw the glory of God. So they were seeking the glory of God. However, these religious leaders, they were blinded and they were not seeking the glory of God. This crippled man, you know, he could have followed Jesus because, I mean, Jesus healed him and he could be amazed by Jesus, and instead of, you know, reporting Jesus to the other religious leaders, but he could receive Jesus and he could just continue to seek glory of God, becoming a disciple of Jesus. However, that was not the case. How sad it is when people are seeking the glory of themselves and stop seeking the glory of God, they could not believe in Christ Jesus. So how should we live according to this the passage that we read? First of all, we need to stop seeking our own glory. Now, the people who are seeking their own glory, they are self-centered, and they have problems, but they want to hide their problems with glories. So, for example, they want to seek more money, they want to decorate their houses. They want to decorate their resume with their accomplishment, so that they might feel good about themselves. And that's how they seek glory from one another. So, when they seek glory from one another, and then when they have those glories from other people, they feel good about themselves. They kind of elevate themselves over other people. However, the problem is they have a problem. We have a problem. Now, Samaritan woman and the royal officials in John chapter 4, they recognize their problem. They acknowledge the problem. Samaritan woman, you know, that she had a messed up history. And this royal official, he had a dying son. So when Jesus was meeting with them, they were acknowledging their problem. However, it's interesting that in today's chapter, in chapter 5, when Jesus is asking this crippled man, do you want to get well? Instead of saying, yes, I want to get well because I have this problem of sickness for 38 years. However, this man said, before I go into the pool, always there are other people get in. So instead of recognizing, acknowledging his own problem, he blamed on other people. This is exactly how the self-centered people do. So when things are going well, they're like, oh, it is all because of my glory. When things are not going well, they blame on other people because they are self-centered. They're not acknowledging their problem. So that is the issue. So we need to acknowledge our problem. Do we have a problem? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. No matter how great houses or great cars we drive, we have a problem. Problem of sin and death. So that we need to acknowledge our sin in front of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit works in a powerful way in our life, he stirs up our heart so that he exposes the sin in our life. And that is not a bad thing. It's a blessing. So because he does that, not to accuse us, but to save us. So that acknowledge your sin and be desperate for the Lord. When you are acknowledging your sin, you will stop seeking your own glory, because none of those glories will matter when you have a big problem. When this royal official, his son was dying, all of his glories and all the benefits that he was receiving from the king did not matter to him because he had a problem. So acknowledge our issue in front of Christ Jesus so that we will not seek our glory. And secondly, we need to seek the glory of God. So we have a problem. Yes, what is the answer. Money is not the answer. Repetition is not the answer. But the glory of God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the glory of God. Again, 1 Corinthians 1:24. Jesus is the power and wisdom of God to those who believe in Christ Jesus, to those who love Him. So we need to seek the glory of God. Remember, the glory of God is amazing. It is surpassing all the glories in the world. The reason why people do not seek the glory of God is because they never experienced it. They're seeking the glories from one another. Now, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, amazing, amazing verse. He said, all the glories he had, he considered them rubbish compared to the glory of God, because glory of God surpasses all the glories. Now, Apostle Paul, I mean, he had all the human glories that he could get. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, and at the time, it was like the most amazing resume that he could have. However, even though his human glories were amazing, he thought all of them were rubbish, like human waste. So it is nothing below nothing compared to the surpassing glory of God. So we must know the glory of God. We must seek the glory of God more and more. Do not seek the glory of a human glory in this world that will perish at some point, but let's seek the glory of God, which will not perish. So that as you stop seeking the glory of men, because you recognize, you acknowledge your sin, your ultimate problem, as you seek the glory of God, Christ Jesus, then you truly will believe in Christ Jesus. But in other words, if you seek the glory from one another and do not seek the glory of God, we cannot believe in Jesus Christ. So let's stop seeking our glory. Let's start seeking His glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you for this message. Lord Father, we pray that our hearts would be stirred so that we'll acknowledge our sin and we'll stop seeking our own glory, but we'll start seeking your glory alone, because your glory is the true glory. Father, please open our eyes and open our ears so that we can truly be amazed by your glory. Father, we thank you, praise you. In Jesus' holy name I prayed. Amen.